What's up, guys? This is the Red Table Talk After Show, Loving and Losing Whitney Houston. Today, Robin Crawford spoke out. She had a lot to say. Stay tuned.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, 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 hey. Hey,
oh, again with the lights. We got to do it every week. It's a part of the show at this point.
It's perfect for Mondays.
Welcome, you guys. This is the Red Table Talk After Show. If you're new to the show, welcome. We're so happy to have you here on this beautiful Monday evening. I'm Tyler Simone, and I couldn't do this without my lovely panel, my co-host. Hello.
Yo, what's up? How are you?
Right?
I am the one and only, the Tyler Tyson.
What's up? My name is Jade Ming, and... another Monday night. Oh,
yes. Another Monday evening.
We're pushing it, though.
We are. It's the start of the week.
Trucking right along.
Candle
break is coming.
Yes. Listen. Before we get started with today's show, I just want to give a shout out to our guest tonight, Just Water.
Yay. Woo!
Yes. So happy you guys decided to join us.
Right? Yes. So fresh, tonight. So clean.
So fresh, so... Yes!
Thank you, all three of you. Thank Healthy. You so much.
The crowd goes wild. Mm-hmm. If you guys don't know, Just Water was founded by Jaden a few years back in 2015. He was only 11 years old, which is freaking crazy. He wanted to make a difference after seeing all the pollution and the littering going on in the world at this time. It's spring water, 100%. Mm. And it's packaged in bottles made of 82% renewable resources. It's expanding really fast. At this time, it's estimated at $100 million.
Wow.
Yeah, it's doing really, really well. Wow. So, yeah, shout out to Just
And there's one for
water.
Each of us. And I'm so excited about mine. I'm just like staring at it like I've never had water before. Listen, like I am dying to drink it.
It's quite crisp.
Quite crisp. I'm quite thirsty crisp. All of a sudden.
Right? But now
my mouth is watering as I think about it.
Exactly. This is like a little holding seat for the Smiths right now. This is as close as we'll get for
now. We got 28 minutes to get through to get to that water.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
The thirst is real.
It is. So today, Robin Crawford was on Red Table Talk with just Jada today, just the two of them, and very intimate conversation. What were your thoughts of the episode?
Ladies first.
Well, you know, I think it was really... Okay, I'm going to be honest. I didn't really know about the whole love affair and her like relationship with Robin, Whitney and her. So it was just really interesting her actually opening up to it. Mm-hmm. And also, I really appreciated how, you know, how people respect the afterlife. Like, you know, and she was like, you know, I really sat down and was like, okay, what do you want me to do, Whitney? Mm-hmm. You know, she actually asked. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even if you don't believe in, you know, the afterlife or not, you know, it's the business. It's their business. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it was coming from her specifically, like someone that was so close to her, that just makes it even more just personable.
Definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I have been longing to hear from Robin Crawford since, like,
really?
98.
Wow. Like 98?
I have
threw it all
don't be
back.
Trying to add up stuff. I have really been
How
trying.
Old are you doing?
I mean, listen, I have really been, because she's the one person that never spoke to the tabloid, never tried to write a book, never did an interview. She never did anything. And finally, here she is. So I have just been, and I saw her when she was on Wendy. I saw her talk to Robin Roberts. I knew this conversation was going to be different talking to Jada. And I thought it was going to be the ladies at the table, but I love that it was just Jada.
I know, right? Didn't expect that.
Yeah. But also at the same time, it was perfect because, you know, she even did mention that she even went through a situation like that because Tupac, he was very iconic. And that was her bestie right there. I don't know if she was specifically talking about that, but also at the same time, I know
she was.
Okay,
she did touch on it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So I just think that the fact that it's just both of them, it really says that, you know, Jada really wanted to be just heart to heart. She didn't need no extra people around. Like, this is a moment.
But it's like they're from the same world.
Yeah,
like, Tupac was iconic, and Jada, she and Tupac had a different, some would call it complicated relationship. We didn't know if they were romantic or not. Mm-hmm. Were they just friends? Was it this? And she's never truly defined it. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Robin. There were always speculations. Nobody ever knew, but it's that same thing. And I mean, quiet as it's kept, as much as I love me some Jada, she still is not on the same level as Will Smith. So even from an industry standpoint,
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, and throughout most of Will Smith's career, Jada was still like the confidant to Will. So right. She's always kind of be in this space where she's next to these huge, larger than life people, mm-hmm. and she's having to deal with whatever life is throwing at them at that time. So yeah. She fully gets it.
Yeah, she definitely gets it. And one of the first questions she asked Robin was, why now? You know, like, why after all these years are you coming forward? Why did you just now write a book? But I just personally feel like there's just no set time for people to come forward and to be okay with talking about it.
It's none of your business.
It's no one's business but her own. But she's here now, and she did get emotional, but I feel like it takes some time for you to even be able to sit in a space and not break down when you're talking about somebody that you love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she felt it was the right time. And she disclosed a lot in this book.
Oh, she disclosed a lot. I cannot wait to read this book also. Friends have been sending me...
they know you love...
Listen, if y'all don't know, they know I love me some Whitney Houston. Our love affair goes deep. And she is the reason why I love music.
That's awesome.
The reason why I love and pay attention to singers. Why I went into singing for a moment. All of that, like,
Whitney, I want to hear a little.
Whitney is just like, she's just everything.
Yeah,
everything. Wow. And it sucks that her entire legacy and everything always, even in a conversation, you always leave the conversation with the, oh, it's so tragic how da 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 da. She was great, but she had all this up. Like, she just can't be great.
Yeah.
But I think with that, I mean, yes, she can be great, but also at the same time is like, you know how the world views when it comes to a celebrity going downhill, when it comes to, you know, drugs and stuff, that unfortunately trumps trumps, you know, her talent. Because the thing is, it's like, whoa, how could someone so talented do such a terrible thing? Like, that's their mindset. And I
usually agree, but in this case, I think about Michael, I think of Prince, I think of Luther, I think of all these other people, specifically Michael, who also one of my all-time, I mean, he has to be a favorite. But if we're going to say what they did, he had multiple sexual allegations. He went to trial. Yes, he was acquitted, so he is a free man, but still, nonetheless, he had to go through that, and it kept happening over and over and over again. Alleged financial issues. He also was a drug addict. He died from an overdose of propofol, which he was such an addict, he had a doctor administer his stuff in his bedroom. Like,
that's crazy. Yeah.
That's an addict.
Yeah.
Prince was an addict. All of these people were addicts. Luther had his own demons. And so it's like, but why the black female?
Yeah.
This is the one that we're always going to, like, we don't leave a Michael Jackson conversation, even with all the child abuse stuff. Most of the time, we just walk away with, oh man, this is my jam. Oh, yeah. I wish he was around to do da 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 da. But Whitney, every single time.
But I think it's like you said, because she is a woman.
Yeah.
And for some reason, women are held to much higher standard. They can't mess up.
It makes no sense. We're not perfect.
Mess up. Yeah, and no one's perfect.
And the thing is, in everyone's eyes, especially the entertainment industry, Whitney Houston was perfect. Her voice was so beautiful. It literally, like, nobody could reach that point. I think the last second person that I felt like could really even reach her vocal cords was Jennifer Hudson. Like, as far as recent in our, like, time.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you, Tyler. It's a woman thing. Like, and especially because she's a black woman.
Yeah.
So that causes more attention. It's like, who is this talented black woman, blah, blah, blah. And because the same thing as if it happened to Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
You know how crazy that would be?
Let me tell you. And I think this is why Beyonce does not do interviews. This is why she's so private, because she knows, and we'll get to it. But one of the things that I've always said that goes along with why Whitney was doing drugs. Yes, she was an addict. Yes, she started young. Yes, 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 to all the other fill in the blanks. Mm-hmm. But then also, she was never able to truly be herself ever. Whitney was a hood girl from Jersey, having to act like you just said, the perfect princess because of this voice and because she was so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So then one, she's not able to be herself. Two, she was in love with this woman. She couldn't fully express her love to this woman because of society and whatever else. Another thing. Wow. So it's like thing after thing after. Of course she's going to do drugs. If I could not be Tyler Tyson, like, I would be doing drugs too. Where is the line? Like, let's go.
Yeah, and I think that's what people tend to overlook when it comes to celebrities and fame, and the fact that most of them are on drugs because of that same reason. Robin knew Whitney before all of that. They met when they were really young. Robin was 19, Whitney was 16, going on 17, and they had an instant connection. I feel like maybe we all had that when we were younger, and it wasn't even a sexual relationship. It just, we had really great friends that we connected with, but you don't think of it like that.
Yeah.
You don't.
I mean, because you have an innocent mind at that moment. Yeah. Like, what do you think? Oh no, this is bad for me to like my friend. Like, no. In even one point in the time when she was talking about with her mom, Robin was talking to the mom. She even said, she was like, Whitney was like, no, I need someone that knows me already. Mm-hmm. When I tell you that stood out, y'all.
It did.
It stood out so crazy because, man, if that is not the truth.
It's true.
You better have your ride or die from the beginning because
once you start making that money, once you get a little bit of clout, you get a little bit of influence, you start second guessing everything and the people around you, because especially in the city that is called Hollywood, people will use you and try to get over on you to get a script to somebody else to try to get their video on. They will get you to sell your story for free so that they can get the credit. Like,
not even that, but just like personality wise, they will literally chew you up. Yeah. Like, you need someone that will keep you grounded and be like, look, listen, like, you're not this person. Don't let them get to you.
Yeah.
You know, and that was really amazing because we all know this. We all relate to that because, you know, we all have that one person who will always be a ride or die. And that will always be there for beginning of our come up to the end.
Because they knew you before all of that.
I
feel like it was really sad to know that Whitney's mom shut that relationship down so young, before they even knew
what it was
or were thinking about it in that way. I'm like, dang, you're just about to ruin the connection she has because of I get it, religion.
I'm glad you said it, because I was like, let me go because I'm about to get them.
But it's like, we're talking about kids. Though,
you know how the church people are. Most. You know how they are. They are very judgmental. If it doesn't fit in this pretty little box, they don't want to have anything to do with it. And everything is of the devil. You know, if you put on makeup before you're 13, it's the devil. If your skirt is above your knees, it's the devil. If you don't wear white socks with these type of shoes on this day, it's the devil. So coming from a deeply religious family, of course her mother, and her mother's super old school too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
She was not having that. I can imagine you're not going to embarrass the family. I can hear those words coming out of her.
You gotta say that's your little friend.
Like, yeah. You keep her over there. Like,
That is so irritating. Oh my gosh. Okay. Anyway. So Whitney didn't blindside Robin when she decided that they had to stop this relationship. It was because her career was about to take off, and she felt like it might at some point stall the process or affect it in some way. What do you guys think about that? Do you feel like had they continued their sexual relationship, would anything have been different?
Oh, for sure. 100%.
The rumors were already there. Yeah. So even before Bobby came along, before the marriage, a lot of the speculation was initially that the reason why Whitney rushed to get married, because I think they even said they were only dating for a certain number of months, and then here they go, is because there were so many tabloids out there calling Whitney gay, and this went on for a few years.
I remember back in the day, they don't like that.
They were not going for that, and especially for her being the princess and the perfect one, she could not have that label on her at all.
And it just didn't. And also, it like it's like, if we can be completely honest, if we can be very like transparent, like, physically, well, Robin did not look like just like some friend. Like, you know, everyone knows that if a woman, like, or don't, but some people really assume that if a woman, like, doesn't look, you know, more feminine, then they're gay.
Especially back then. Especially
back then.
Now you can kind of get it, like, now things are blurred so much. Everyone is fluid. I actually am now one of those people. I'm like, I don't want to put, not just on myself, but on anybody, I don't want to put a label on it. Yeah. Like, they had a relationship. We as society don't need to try to put this relationship in a box and be like, oh, it was a lesbian or it was this. No, they had a relationship. End of story. Period.
You know what?
Next sentence.
Yeah. Because it's none of your business.
It's none of your business. Listen to My Love Is Your Love, track number 7.
Oh.
Or 8. Well, no, track number 8.
Now, what's the time? What time do we...
The time stamp?
All I'm saying is Whitney Houston has a song called Up in Your Business. And it's produced by Missy Elliott. And she started It Ain't Your Missy Business. Elliott.
It's none of your
and
business.
And it's a dope song, too.
Don't have to act. Your business.
And you know what? Jada kind of talked a little bit about that and everyone else's perception on other people's relationships and the fact that people just didn't get it. Like they didn't understand their connection. Even when they stopped being sexual with each other, there was still a relationship and people kind of. The epitome of a relationship is sexual and it's romantic, but she's like, that's not always the case. I was still around, but we weren't having sex.
Yeah.
So there's definitely different levels to it. Robin debunked the rumor that there was a physical altercation with her and Bobby. Did you guys feel like there was one? I didn't really think anything of it.
But I found out Robin could throw hands.
I mean, listen, I just think that she's playing nice at this moment because a part of me still thinks, oh, there was a little.
You think so? For sure.
Absolutely. Because she kept talking about how Bobby was annoying and how Bobby would get up in your face. And then Robin, like, as she seems like the person that stays cool most of the time, but you only got so many times to get up in my face.
And it's not even just that, though. Like, literally, if you think about it, Robin has known Whitney her whole life. And then now Whitney's like, this is in Robin's eyes, maybe. Like, Whitney's career is literally, like, her whole life is literally, like, falling from my eyes.
Yeah.
And literally, this man's supposed to hold you down and supposed to get you to where you want to be and have you, you know, be a great woman and elevate. You're supposed to elevate with each other in a relationship, but they're elevating on something else.
You're not elevating.
You're not.
You're out here cheating, sleeping around. I mean, God, we know how, I almost said the wrong word. You know how guys are. He's out here cheating, which is also leading to more drug use. The person that you are, like, because she said Whitney was loyal, and the person that she's being loyal to is cheating on her. Of course, once again, we're going to go back to the drugs. People are in her, and he was cheating inside her camp, like background dancers and people just around. So it's like, you couldn't even just go with the chick that lived in Australia or something. Like, you had to get somebody that's
or just don't go to
payroll.
Any chick.
Like, really?
Or just don't go to any chick.
Or that.
Just don't go to any chick.
Well, I mean.
No, just don't go to any chick.
Hey, man. Stop.
These chicks,
you know,
don't
what?
Need them.
I did that just for the response.
I was hoping that she was going to talk a little bit more about Whitney's injuries and like what she did as a friend. Because if your friend comes to you and they have a huge gash on their face, you're not going to say, oh, you know, I want Whitney to be happy if this is where she wants to be. I just didn't buy that. You weren't upset? You didn't? What did she do?
Of course she was. But there's nothing you can do when it's Whitney, when it's Michael, when it's Prince, when it's these people.
There's
nothing you can do. Listen, when you get to the point, and I'm sure Whitney didn't say this to Robin, but the mindset is of any, and this is why, remember I think I mentioned on another show, Whitney Houston OD'd during the shooting of Waiting to Exhale in 1995. Never got reported. Nothing ever happened. The one person that was there that was keeping log and trying to watch Whitney, when he put out the report saying, and he only put it out to the label, like Clive Davis, her manager, a few inner circle people. And what happened? He ended up getting fired. Mm-hmm. They didn't put Whitney in rehab. They didn't do anything. They fired the guy that was like, hey, she has a problem. So my point is, if you are the person pointing out the fact your superstar, your moneymaker, your cash cow has a problem, y'all need to do something with you. They don't fix the problem. They get rid of the person and they continue on. This happened with Michael. This happened with Whitney. This is just the nature of entertainment.
But that should not be the nature of entertainment. That
shouldn't
be. It shouldn't be. And you know, obviously we can't change it. I mean, well, no, we can. That's what I'm saying. We should change it. Like, you know, and it just sucks because like everything, like it's crazy hearing from how you're like, okay, but this, and this. And it's like, look how the mind process was back then, where you're literally telling us continuously, yeah, but you have to realize that this is what happened back then, and this is what it's accepting. It's like, that's very frustrating. It's very frustrating. Yeah. Very frustrating. Because
I didn't say it was right.
It simply
said that's
just the way.
That's
but
why
it
she
could
didn't.
Simply not be like that.
But that's why she didn't, though. Like, there's a limit when a person has that. Even okay. Let's take it out of Whitney Houston, just the average run-of-the-mill crackhead that's in our family. Like, one, we can see this person and say, hey, you need to stop. Mm-hmm. Hey, you need to get help. Until they are ready to leave the abusive relationship, leave the person leave the substance that they're using, there's nothing you can really do except bark at them And and I think what Robin was saying is that I just didn't want to be the person that's constantly barking, barking, barking. I always believe, I know my girl is strong. I know she's smart. I know she has a good head on her shoulders. She'll eventually snap out of this. Mm. And Wendy Williams even said, my thing with Whitney, I was shocked because I just knew as strong as Whitney was, we would be in our 50s and 60s at some point looking back on this and she would be the main advocate for saying no. Nobody knew she wasn't as strong as she was.
And that is why you should always, 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 always check on your friends and family's mental health. Yeah. Like, no matter if they say that they're good, you better make sure that they talk out everything that's on their life, then that's what's good then, if everything's good.
It's that and not ignore red flags. It's like, I'm pretty sure
there are so many.
There were some red flags. But like you said, people are yes men and they will say yes to anything that that celebrity is asking because they don't want to upset them. They don't want to lose their jobs.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. That's scary. That's so scary.
So in that situation, y'all would have been like, yo, Whitney, you got a problem.
Hey, I would have said it like that.
Like, I don't want to get in trouble. So it's like, maybe I can go find someone to do it. But like, I just would like not to be a part of that. Because you can't tell your opinions. People don't like, especially when people are in denial of things, they're definitely not going to try to hear it. And they're definitely going to kick you out. And they're definitely going to call you out for it. So like, if anything, you have to be careful of how you do it.
I would say, but on the flip side though.
Oh, but on the flip side,
there's always one person that can pierce through everything else.
Was that Robin?
And that was Robin.
Yeah,
so that just negates everything that I just said. Because I thought about, I put myself in the situation. Most people don't like to hear the truth. I do like to hear the truth. Mm. But there's certain things that just sting a little bit. And there's one person that can really like give it to me exactly, even if I don't want it that way. And that pisses me off.
Yeah.
But it's what I need.
But I'm thinking, okay, Robin was there, but where was the PR team and the ability to switch the narrative? Okay, yes, Whitney was on drugs and she was in a bad place, but it's like, okay, how can we get her help and use that and turn it into... I just feel like there's so much that people could have done.
But it's because people are selfish. The entertainment industry is so selfish. Like, I'm telling you this right. I'm getting closer to my mic because that's how selfish they are. Because at the end of the day, everyone wants their bag.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to get to the top. So think about it this way. Whitney Houston is literally the top, okay? Now, there are good people in the world, but also at the same time, there are some people that don't want you to make it. And they will do whatever it takes when it comes to ruining someone's life. Whether it's like, oh, yeah, sure, just little small things. Yeah, I'll get it for you. Knowing it's not good for her, you still gonna get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, you just want your job. You still want to keep your job. You don't care about that.
Yeah.
And the thing is, her PR... Okay, so you know back then we didn't have social media. So PR, I mean, it was a thing, of course. PR. But it wasn't like it is now.
Yeah.
Like, there was slightly different. So my point is, there was a PR team. They did try to spin it when she would miss these appearances. It never was quite put out that she got fired from the Oscars. It was like there was a conflict of this and that. Like, they flipped the story. Mm-hmm. When she missed the Rosie thing, and it was like a whole big when she did the movie Cinderella, it was a whole big thing she had with Rosie. She completely skipped that whole day that was dedicated to, and she came back like however many weeks or months later. Mm-hmm. And it was, oh, I had a cold and I had laryngitis. Like, no, she didn't. Yeah. She was high. She was on drugs. Like, the PR team was doing their thing.
Impossible.
But nope, but you cannot force a grown ass person into sobriety and into rehab. You just can't.
Yeah.
So they did. The PR people did their job.
They did. All I'm saying is, it shouldn't have been put on Robin specific because she was close to her like she was. I feel bad that a lot of the blame, I guess, in a sense, was put on Robin. Yeah. Like, that's not okay either.
Well, remember, for the longest time, the narrative was Whitney was on drugs because of Bobby.
Right.
Whitney died because Robin left. Like, it seems like throughout Whitney's legacy, the blame has always shifted. Okay, well, it was her mom's fault because her mom didn't let her fill in the blank. Okay, it was the label's fault because they didn't let her do this. It's always somebody else's fault. And what Robin said today was, and Jada said too, at the end of the day, yeah, there's so many things shoulda, coulda, woulda, but every decision started and stopped with Whitney. If Whitney had not gotten high, she would be here. If Whitney had not habitually gotten high over the years and actually took better care of her voice, things would have looked this way. There's so many things that would have been different if Whitney had done, not anybody else.
Right.
But it just sucks how, like, you know, yes, it is your... It's... it's almost as if yes, it's her fault, but also at the same time, it's her fault for allowing that to get to her.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, and that's what sucks, and I felt like that's why she was so quiet about it, because it's just like everyone knew I thought that I was strong. Like multiple people are saying that they thought she was strong and stuff.
Who, Robin or Whitney?
Wendy, Robin, she's just saying, like, everyone are like saying that she's a strong woman and everything. Oh. And it's just like, imagine you hearing that consistently. So like you being in your head from a day-to-day life and everyone saying, man, you're always this, you're always that, and you're not that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel, low-key?
Yeah.
You start questioning yourself. And you're like, man, I'm not like the way I was anymore. Mm-hmm. And then that's when you start getting sad, because it's like, man, why am I not that? That's when the insecurities start coming in. That's when you start not caring about yourself. And that's when you start leading to things and substances.
And when the brand, like when you go from being Whitney Houston, Jersey girl, to Whitney Houston, a brand, and you as the actual person, you're like, I'm not that. Like, I'm not this prissy little da 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 da.
You don't know who that is.
I like jeans. I like to hang out and sit on the porch and talk. Like, you give me a Miller Lite out of a bag and I'm good. Like, I am not this girl.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what's making you money.
Right.
So it's like, what do you do? You're like a prisoner to this image.
And that's the scary part about celebrity and fame. It's wild.
So one question, it's a little bit off topic. How do you think people who are just now starting to be in the entertainment industry, how do you think we can avoid allowing that to get us in? How do you think we can avoid that? And how do you think you can teach people to avoid that?
I think that the key is to always be yourself and to stop trying to become famous for being someone you're not. Mm. Like doing dumb things, saying stupid things, like things that are completely outside of yourself and your morals, everything you actually believe to become famous. Because then once you become famous for being that way, now you're stuck in that character. Yeah. Now you're just going to be stuck playing this part for God knows how long. I feel like that's the key. It's like, for one, stop trying to become famous on purpose, because that's kind of dangerous too. And then be yourself.
And I was going to say that if Whitney was in today's life and she was able to fully be herself, like if she was just coming out now, I think she would thrive. I mean, even more than before. And this is why I love, you can say what you want, this is why I love Rihanna. Rihanna gives zero F's about what anybody, she is herself. If she feels like smoking a blunt, she's smoking a blunt. Mm-hmm. If she feels like getting a hand tattoo, gave you all the fingers. She's going to give you the hand tattoo. Like,
the hair tattoo.
This is what she's going to do.
Yeah.
I really think, and you can throw your tomatoes, I'm not in the Hive. I do respect her as an artist. I like her music.
Yeah.
But I low-key think Beyonce was going in that direction of being someone that she's really not.
Yeah.
And she kind of like pulled it back.
Was
and
it
now she's like somewhere in the middle. She is being authentic.
Yeah.
But then she's also not overexposed. Like her Instagram pictures and stuff, they're so staged and it's nothing real. Like you never really just see her in the moment. Like it's always produced in the perfect lighting and whatever.
She's always known as Miss.
So she's very meticulous and like, you know what? I have this image. I have to live up to it. It's pretty much me for the most part, but I'm just not gonna let y'all too close.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I hate it though sometimes because I'm just like, Beyonce, what do you do?
You just, just, it's like, if you want to know her, you have to get to know her. You're not gonna know her from Instagram.
Yeah, you can't. There's just no way.
For sure.
Maybe they feel like that's the safest way to do it, is to keep her very guarded.
Which I don't agree with. I say let Beyonce be. If you have an issue with the way she speaks, that's on you, not her. If you have an issue with anything else, that's on you, not her. Let the woman be.
Yeah, let the woman be.
You see what happens when we don't.
Yeah. Right. That is very true. Okay, so before we go, we're going to do...
That was a good subject.
Listen, I almost don't even want to give y'all any news and gossip. I'm like, let's wrap up this Whitney thing.
We need it. We need the news and gossip. On to our Mr. and Mrs. Smith segment with the one and only Tyler Tyson.
I'm going to try to make this quick so we can end on a Whitney Houston note. But here we go, y'all. Let's get into our Mr. and Mrs. Smith news update. You guys know... that we've been talking for the longest time about the Will and Jaden tour. They're on tour tonight. They're in Houston. This is just a quick little picture.
This is just a quick little picture.
For more information on the tour, you can go to Willow or Jaden's page or go to willowsmith.com for more information. Also, you guys know what I've been showing you. Willow has made a commitment to bettering her health and just staying with it. And she's just showing you while she's still on tour. I don't know where this is. This could be her hotel balcony. Who knows? But she's still getting her yoga in. Once again, advance. advanced yoga people. It's very hard. And then after that, I think we have a video for you guys. So as they're doing their tour, Will is out here in these streets. He said he wanted to learn some choreography. Take a look.
He's always learning choreography.
I want to learn that one. Side by side.
Yeah,
first.
Yeah. I do that at home. He's so excited. He's so
funny. He needed that for Aladdin. So there you go, people. Will Smith has to learn choreography also, just like the rest of us.
Aww, I love him. That's so awesome. I need a man diverse like him. That's what I like.
I just need a team to help me do my Instagram.
But I like that they can both, Jada and Will, they can do their own thing, but they still have a great relationship.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That we know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then next up for you guys, I have, so Will Smith's father passed away 3 years ago. You know, they kind of had like a strange relationship at one point, I believe. But for the most part, they had a really close relationship. And the father kind of reflects on their relationship. So this is Willard Smith Sr. Take a look.
I'm Willard Smith Sr.
He was military, so he was in the Air Force. So everything was military mindedness.
I actually joined the Air Force when I was 16 years old.
You know, that mentality is a part of why I was able to be successful and led me to taking responsibility for everything.
When Will was born, saw him, I knew that I had to develop a higher level of responsibility and seriousness about life. I was in a store where they had an automotive section, and they had all the car radios on the shelf, and his record was playing on the radio, and goosebumps just went through me. I just hope that my life has motivated somebody to be successful in their life and know that there is success, there is happiness, but you have to seek it.
Amen.
First of all, let's just talk about how Willard Smith Sr. looks so much like Jaden. Yeah. Like, you can see what Jaden is going to look like when he gets older.
For sure.
And in that ending clip, Will looks so much like Trey.
Yeah. Really? That's exactly what I thought. Willow a little bit. Like, for sure.
Yeah. All of them, man.
Right? Where's Jada?
And so also, real quick, since this episode was about Whitney Houston, I tried to find you some videos because Will Smith and Jada, they have been famous for a very long time. Thus, they have known Whitney and been close with Whitney and just individually and together, but I couldn't really find any great videos. But here's some pictures. That was Will and Stevie at an event back in 2000. And then here is Whitney and Jack K. Harry, those of you that remember Sister 227. And so I just want to show y'all some quick pics since we were talking about Whitney all episode long.
Do they know everyone?
And then finally, I have another trailer for you guys. This one is called Spies in Disguise. It comes out Christmas. This is an animated movie. Will Smith's new movie coming out this Christmas.
Man, you are working. He is working.
So this movie is produced by 20th Century Fox, which you guys know is owned by Disney, I believe. And so, you know, they're not going to give you too much. So this is the best I could come up with that he posted on his page as far as the trailer goes. And I am Tyler Tyson with your Mr. and Mrs. Smith news update.
Wow. That's
awesome.
Bravo.
Yes.
That was great.
Quick, too.
Thank you so much.
I was trying to get through.
You sum it up for us every week.
You did all of it.
Yeah. What would we do without you?
Right. I don't know. Are we here next week? I just want to know because y'all know Thanksgiving is coming up, right? Ooh. Not to have an on-air meeting or anything, but
I might just be getting to drop myself that a plate real back quick. Home.
As far as I know, we will be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, we'll see you next week. Same place, same time. 7:15-ish here in the studio. I am Tyler. Well, okay. I am. Let me start over. I'm. Tyler Simone. You can follow me on Instagram at Miss Tyler Simone. Where can they follow you guys?
Well, you can get your entire life following me on all social media at The Tyler Tyson. And make sure you tune in tomorrow on AfterBuzz TV, New Amsterdam. We go live at 10 p.m., the fall finale of New Amsterdam. Fall Check finale. Me out.
Okay. And you can find me on Instagram, MyMingOfficial, M-A-I-M-I-N-G, official.
Yes. And once again, thank you to our special guest, Just Water. We love it. You're crisp. You're delicious. And we're fresh. Saving the planet one carton. Container at a time.
Right now. Make sure I'm on my way over.
Yes. We'll see you guys next week. Bye. Please.
On behalf of our PHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.